There is a new push tonight to protect U.S. trade secrets amid new evidence of Chinese hacking. White House spokesman Jay Carney.
We repeatedly and will continue to raise our concerns at the highest levels about cyber theft with senior Chinese officials, including in the military.
The plan includes a diplomatic push against the theft of intellectual property and helping American companies better protect their systems. Meantime, of course, you know Burger King and Jeep had their Twitter accounts hacked this week. All this may have you thinking about your personal info as you get online every day.
And Dimitri talked about it with WTOP's tech guy Greg Stebbins.
People often overreact to these kinds of events when the reality is the smart thing to do is to be reactive all the time. I'm going to throw out some rules, and they're really rules you should follow every day, not just when there's something big in the headlines that scares you, like, oh, Burger King, their Twitter feed got hacked. What about my Twitter feed? Well, right. What about your bank account and everything else on your computer? So one of the basic rules here, and they think that these Twitter hackings had something to do with careless use of passwords. Believe it or not, it happens at your house, and it happens at the house of some of the largest corporations in the world, apparently. The most common password used in the world is, do you want to take a guess?
I'm going to guess part of it anyway would be 1234.
Well, 123456 is the second most common password used. The first most common password is password. And then number four, interestingly enough, is QWERTY, because it's the first row of letters on your keyboard, left or right. So you don't want to use things like this as a password. But the thing you do want to use is not that hard. First of all, making it 10 to 12 characters makes it harder to crack. Using a combination of numbers and letters and symbols makes it harder to crack. And then there's ways you can do this so that it doesn't torment you. You can kind of make up a little system where only a small part of the password keeps changing at every site. So let's say, for instance, it's your CNN or your WTOP password, but password is required at those sites. You might have a string of letters and numbers and symbols that always stays the same, but somewhere embedded in that series, you put in something like CNN or WTOP, or even the next letter of the alphabet after CNN or after WTOP. And then the next thing is, you know, who really cares about your CNN or WTOP password? For passwords that are actually trivial and fairly meaningless, use the same thing so you don't tax yourself. And make them really hard where it counts, with your bank account, credit card account, and the things that really matter. That's where you should put your time and energy and attention on really password protecting stuff well.
I wanted to turn to where we save our stuff. And our stuff could be videos, it could be audio, it could be pictures, it could be just articles and text and stuff you've written. You and I, for our conversation every week, use something called Dropbox. And that basically means that no matter where in the world you are, you can record a piece of audio and leave it for me in the Dropbox, and I can go to any device and grab it from there. Are those types of things good for security, or are they bad for security?
Well, you really have to look at each one on an individual basis, and there's a gazillion of these services. Dropbox was one of the first, and it's great. One of its biggest competitors in the beginning was a company called SugarSync. Also a great product. Microsoft has now got into this business. Google has got into this business. And almost everybody else with any kind of presence in web services has gotten into this business. That's great news because you can pick up 5 gigs of free storage from every one of these companies and never pay a cent unless you're a huge user. But for some people, security is a huge issue. For instance, I have a friend who works in a very sensitive industry, and I said to him, oh, you know, you could solve a lot of problems by getting a Dropbox account. And the first question he said was, do you think its security is good enough for me and my corporate account? The truth is, I didn't know, because I didn't know what level of security he needed for his corporate account. But you should know that if you have sensitive documents or you work in a sensitive industry. But the reality is, you can just go, first of all, start on the websites of these companies like Dropbox and SugarSync and read what their level of security is, and then even do a Google search of something like Dropbox security and see what other people are saying. And of course, as a last resort, if this is really important within your company or industry, you should really go talk to your IT person, because that person's probably going to have a perfect solution for you.
A lot of arrows seem to point back to China as far as cyber attacks, these kinds of issues that we're going through right now, Greg.
Yeah, I've seen staggering statistics about what percentage of hacking in the U.S. seems to be coming from China. I mean, in the 80-90% range. There's also a lot of talk of a lot of hacking coming from Eastern Europe. The reality is, this is not going away. It's kind of like the game whack-a-mole at the county fair. You know, those moles just keep popping up, and you got to keep hitting them down. And that's why President Obama brought it up in the State of the Union address. That's why you hear lots of companies talking about it. That's why you see lots of companies talking about it, because not only is it a security issue, but it's also a real economic opportunity for a lot of businesses. But here's the one thing I will promise you. These kinds of problems are not going away. They're only going to get worse. And the most important thing you can do, which is how we started this discussion, was not to only be proactive when security's in the headlines, but to be proactive every day. Watch what you're doing. Be careful of what you click on. Don't go to websites or let yourself be led to websites that maybe look like the Twitter website, but they're really not. And just use common sense and be alert, just like you would if you were walking through the wrong part of town on a dark night. You have to be taking care of yourself, because no one else is going to do it.
That's WTOP's tech guy, Greg Stebbin. By the way, you can read more about creating those strong passwords at WTOP.com, search password.